The Surgeon General is issuing a new advisory about parents and stress. Sherry Preston is joining us with this one. This is a bit unusual for the Surgeon General, isn't it?
Well, you know what, guys, and good morning, by the way. It's not really. I mean, Vivek Murthy is somebody who has put out issues about the epidemic of loneliness in this country, about kids and social media. He's really kind of been the person who says, I'm going to put mental health front and center in this country, especially after everything we went through with COVID. And this new advisory really is saying, you know, there's nothing better than being a parent and you know, the joy that you experience seeing your children be born and grow up. But it also comes with a big plate of stressors. According to data last year, almost half of all parents said that their days that they feel stress overwhelmingly is completely overwhelming. And they said, let me get this straight again. Almost half of all parents say most days their stress is completely overwhelming, compared to only about 25% of people who don't have kids. They say that stress in the past month is higher than people who don't have kids. People stress about money. They stress about time. They stress about their kids' health, their kids' safety. They also stress about technology and social media, all of this stuff. And the parents also report being lonelier than other people as well. They put all their time into their kids and they say, you know what, the rest of my day is spent doing things only for them and I'm a little bit lonely. And it's something that we've heard a lot over the past 4 or 5 years. And it's one more thing that Vivek Murthy, the Surgeon General, is just trying to bring to the forefront.
We do hear it a lot. And I think, Sherry, it kind of begs the question. If you ask a lot of people, right, we've never had more awareness of mental health. Never have more resources, you know, telehealth, school counselors, or whatever, to deal with it. Yet the problem seems to be worse than ever. Is the thing we're stressing out about mental health?
Grant, that is so poignant and a really good point, because we talk so much about our mental health and mindfulness and how we want to, you know, make ourselves better when it comes to you know, our mental well-being as well as our physical well-being. But still, a lot of people are reluctant to maybe step forward and say, you know what, I need a little help and I could really use something. And we're hearing more and more of these stories. So one of the things that they're saying is there are ways to take action. I mean, talk to your friends about it. Talk to your family members about it. Talk to your employer about it. And, you know, reach out if you need help. A lot of companies offer, you know, mental health as well as physical well-being. We got a packet in the mail from our employer the other day that it was like, here's all the mental health options that you have, you know, as a part of your health insurance package. Now, obviously, if you don't have insurance, it makes it that much tougher. But it's just an acknowledgement that we're all dealing with a lot, and actually focusing on parents is something that we really haven't done before, because it's sort of like when you have kids, okay, spit spot, all done, everything's fine. And it's really not for a lot of parents. It's really been tough out there.
Yeah, you're right. Sherry, thanks. Definitely raising the awareness about it. Sherry Preston joining us this morning.